Welcome back to the Breakaway Tuition Podcast. This episode is a little left field, a little out of center, but it's something that I really want to reflect on, and I truly hope that it does help you with your own personal journey as well. It is a reflection of the past 2 days that I've had in the city, but also a reflection of, I guess, a reimagining or like a reconnection to where I want to go and where I want to be. Let's dive in. Okay, so this episode, like I said, is a little bit left field. It's more of a reflection on what I have experienced in my life, I guess you could say, as well as the last couple of days. But, you know, a lot of this is centered around belonging and not belonging and the concept of that. You know, as an English teacher, I have taught belonging before as a HSE topic, and I can show you the text that show belonging and the texts that show not belonging, and I can teach you how to write a really powerful creative writing piece on one or the other based on your own experiences. But that is, you know, a concept that has been created out of an abstract idea. The thing is, we seem to live in a world where we belong or we force ourselves to belong. Well, we feel that if we need, or not if we need, but we need to fit in, or, you know, we need to get in the right crowd, and if we don't, then our lives are doomed, and if we do, then somehow our lives are all the more better or more enriched for that. You know, we see it often, and we see it so deeply entrenched in the things that are around us. As children, it's all about finding that group of friends in which we click with and belong with, and for some, this sustains well into adulthood and old age. Now, I was not a child who fit in anywhere. And trust me, I have tried bloody hard to fit in. I've tried to fit in my whole life with different friendship groups and different people and different ideas. And none of it has been aligned to who I truly am. So I have always felt like an outsider, you know. And as we begin working, we then are fitting in with the expectation or sometimes the stereotype to which our jobs and our lives operate from, so that we feel like we're belonging somewhere, and perhaps that we are together with others instead of alone with our own minds. But like I just said, I feel like I've always been alone, you know, alone with my own mind, because I've never really fit in somewhere. It's like I stand on the outside and I'm watching people around me fit in naturally and comfortably with others and others' opinions and friendship groups. And, you know, they have this group of really strong people around them who really, you know, trust them and entrust them. But that is something that I have never found. And I even, you know, find myself today still seeing people, and they all seem to fit in together. They get on and they click and then, you know, they make friends, but I am still on the outside. And I think, you know, growing up, it has been really hard to be on the outside, because I've always wanted to fit in. I've always wanted to fit in with the crowd and be, you know, liked and likable, and, you know, have people that actually truly liked you rather than used you. And even in the past 5 years, I, you know, have been really fortunate. We have such a wonderful team of tutors that work with us, and I've been really fortunate to find these people who embody exactly what I'm wanting to create in our tutoring center. But, you know, I've still had people that have used me. And it's hard to say, but it's the honest truth, you know. And I still have not felt that I actually truly fit in, and I've always been on the outside. Now, to fit in and to be like others or to be liked by others often feels that we're trying to do these things on repeat all of the time. You know, we're trying to fit in with the Joneses. We're trying to be like everyone else, doing things because others are doing them, and perhaps we don't really want those things for ourselves either. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this in this episode is because I came across something yesterday when I was reading Unwritten by Jack DeLoso, and I will go into that a little bit more later, but somewhere in there he has said he has created the entourage for, you know, entrepreneurs who don't fit in or, you know, don't seem to fit in. And so that's where this concept has sort of come from, and you'll find out why in a moment. Now, I have always struggled with the notion of fitting in my whole life, and trust me, like I said, I have tried my bloody hardest to fit in. You know, I was the kid who, when a new kid came to school and didn't know anyone, I would introduce myself and, you know, try and be their friend, and, you know, would then just be left in the dust by myself again. And then, you know, it wasn't just one thing that occurred for that to happen. It happened over and over and over and over again. Now, every time that happens, and it still happens in adulthood, you know, it sort of made me feel that I didn't belong, and that it was a wrong not to belong, like you needed to belong. You were always on the outer if you didn't belong. But, you know, if I was authentically myself in school, then I was on the outer anyway. I remember joining a new school when I was in year nine, and one of the things a science teacher got us to do, because it was the first day of school, she had a roll of toilet paper and got everyone to pull off how much you would use. Now, of course, no one's really going to pull off how many squares they'd really use. No one's going to admit to that if they're a toilet paper waster. But we had to say one thing about ourselves for every square that we'd pulled off. And, you know, music is a really deep part of who I am, music and dance, and, you know, the creative arts is a really deep part of who I truly am. And I remember saying, you know, I play guitar and I play bass guitar, and, you know, I'm a classical guitarist and a dancer. And I could hear people in the classroom saying, oh, yeah, right, no, she's not. Now, being the new kid in a new school with no friends anyway, to hear that, I guess, sort of validated the point that I couldn't be who I authentically was and who I authentically am, because people would be there saying things about you and who you are. And, you know, another instance is in the same year, so a new class, new group, I was in a dance class, and, you know, I was in the troupe groups and I was in the show groups because I was good at it, but these girls in the dance class mimicked me behind. Now, I could see them because there were mirrors in the classroom, in the dance room. And, you know, again, I was trying hard to fit in, and I wasn't, you know, showing off. I was just dancing how I'd normally dance. But I guess it just reinforced the fact that it didn't really matter what I did. I just wouldn't belong. Now, here I am at 33, and I'm still carrying these things with me about belonging and fitting in. But fundamentally, I still don't belong. I'm trying to surround myself with people that make me, you know, or that I do fit in or belong with, but it never works out for me until I'm authentically myself. Anyway, there's probably been perhaps one or two moments in my life that I felt like I really truly belonged, but otherwise my life is just peppered with feeling like I was an outsider and that no one wanted to be friends with me. I was the one that people stared at for God knows what reason, and the one that people talked about behind closed doors, the one that had tried really, really, really hard to fit in and be liked, but just never, ever fit in and just perhaps never was liked. So, you know, I've done things because it was expected of me and I've done things because it was the right thing to do, but never totally in alignment with who I truly am, and none of it ever worked out, and it still doesn't. But this past week, I have had the most amazing experience to be part of a group that attended Cockatoo Island for the Entourages Assembly. 2 days of getting inspired and realigning with myself and my visions for my company, Breakaway Tuition. I'm not sure what I exactly expected, and I've been to a few business courses and days before that were all about the business side of things, but left me feeling energetically not in with it, you know. I've been in pure mums groups or women's groups for entrepreneurs and, again, invested a lot of money into these things and just never really truly felt like I was heard and accepted and like I truly belonged. Now, the last 2 days have actually left me feeling energetically hungover, not from alcohol, but because I'm more energetically aware and acutely focused on who I fundamentally am as an individual. Now, don't get me wrong, I have all of the business bits to keep me pushing forward, but I'm more aware of what I want, which is the most surprising gift of all. Now, if you have not had the pleasure, like I said before, of being in the company of Jack DeLosa, I definitely recommend that you do something to get yourself in that energy. And if you haven't read his book, Unwritten, I totally recommend you do also. I only just started reading it last night. I'm about 50% of the way through, but there are so many things in there that have just really clicked for me with the 2 days that I've had and with a few other things that I've been engaging with in the past 6 months. But I think the universe has sent me on this really interesting journey in the past 5 years, and particularly in the last 6 months, where smack bang in front of me on page 30, he has written, "I believe our 20th century industrial style of delivering education is still firmly based on long-held curriculums and teaching methods that are preparing students for a world that no longer exists. In order to truly address this gap, we need to transform our education system into one that places as much emphasis on emotional intelligence, creativity, and innovation as it does on literacy and numeracy. We need to move away from a system that focuses on group standards to one that focuses on the individual, a system that targets a person's strengths and values to help guide what they learn." Now, if you are not aware of the history of the education system, it was an industrial style of delivery in which we regurgitate as much information as possible and we chew them up and spit them out the other side and hope they go well. And as much as education has tried to change these values in, you know, the 20th century, it is still occurring, you know. What a few sentences of wisdom. Now, I didn't fit into the education system, not from the get-go, not at school. Although I applied myself and tried really, really hard, I was better at creativity, at music and dancing. But I tried really hard at school, but school was essentially a place that I felt alone and didn't really belong within. I didn't fit into the uni lifestyle. And I didn't fit into the teacher, you know, being a teacher in the classroom either. Now, our education system has a really long way to go, but still the system does not particularly target a person's strengths or values. In fact, there are a number of online systems that schools are learning at the moment, and they're technologically based and heralded as the thing that really helps students move forward. Well, some of those systems is the reason why I have a thriving tutoring center. If making a child repeat the same exercises and math modules until they pass it is catering for individual strengths and differences, I'd like you to knock me on the head, because these are some of the systems that are currently in place in the education system. Anyway, I digress. Now, I had spent the 2 days previous to heading to the city feeling completely out of my depth. I didn't fit into places. I don't fit into the round hole because I am the star peg. Lots of people say a square peg, but squares still are a uniform shape, whereas a star can have as many points as it wants and is bright and sparkly. So I am the star peg. Now, I didn't feel worthy of this. I didn't feel pretty enough of going to this. I didn't feel strong enough. I wasn't smart and intelligent enough, wasn't successful or rich enough to be part of this group of individuals. And the morning it started, I felt so sick. And I seriously felt that I shouldn't turn up, but I forced myself to. Now, there's nothing more difficult than walking into a room as a social introvert in which you know no one. Now, people giggle at me, or some people giggle at me when I say that I'm socially introverted. I really struggle in social situations because when I'm comfortable with others, I can be the extrovert. I can be fun and bubbly and be authentically myself, but I'm definitely not that person when I first walk into a room in which I know no one. Now, you can see the people who obviously know each other or know of each other, and you can see them talking and laughing as you stand on the edge of the room watching in. Now, the beauty was that this time I wasn't the only one standing on the edge of the room watching. And I think I had this notion of what type of people would go to events like this, and I was definitely shocked in the fact that there was not one type of person, but we were all there together. You know, I was a part of many, and I guess that we all felt out of place, uncomfortable, and really unsure of how to strike up the conversation that we needed to, but I wasn't alone. It was really interesting to stand and watch this occur because I suddenly realized that I wasn't the only one feeling way out of my depth. In fact, the energy within the room told me that there were many of us wanting to fit in and perhaps didn't always fit in. You still saw that there were some groups that formed, as you always do. You see, like join like and seeking the comfort of each other. But I was in awe because for the first time in my life, there really wasn't a type. We were just a bunch of random misfits, you might say, who didn't really fit together, but fit together all the same. People with passion and desire, and people feeling out of comfort in many ways with a passion in the things that we invest our time and money into. The things that we went on to do around reflection, finding our true desires and visual meditation was truly pushing a lot of people outside the realms of expectation. But for me, this was directly in alignment to what I've been working and focusing on around the last 8 weeks when I entered into Catherine Zenkina's manifestation course, which makes me laugh that some of these things are aligning together all at once and reinforcing where I feel that I do belong, which isn't anywhere specific, but is just within myself. The point is, not one person stood and said, this is really crazy. Every single person opened their hearts and their minds to give this their all, which was pure magic. And it created the energy and the energies around us that truly were magnificent. There was a room where it wasn't uncomfortable to belong, you know, because we all belonged and it's what we make of it. Now, the point is, I have spent, as I said earlier, so much time trying to fit in. And honestly, the best lessons that I've ever taught is when I broke the mold of expectation and done things truly different. When I first started teaching, my very first class actually, I had a bunch of Year 9 girls, whole class of Year 9 girls. Now, for someone who doesn't really fit in with female groups, my best teaching year was actually the year I was in an all-male staff room. You know, this made me something that was truly uncomfortable. In a world where you might study The Lord of the Flies or other novels of choice, I decided to choose and create a unit on femme fatale and the ideas of femme fatale. Now, it truly was the most wonderful unit that I've ever designed and taught, and it was made up of a range of different texts, not just written texts, but visual texts. And photo mediums and poetry and short stories and clips, film clips and songs. in which the femme fatale was shown in all of her glory. I have taught film and understanding the intricacies of camera, pictures, song, dance, and significance of place to Year 10 students with Brand New Day. Again, a pretty unconventional type of movie that you might not see people normally teach. And I have taught Year 12 about the horrors and significance of the Holocaust, but also about the true power of the policies that were being put into place at these periods of time. I thought outside the box, and I went outside the box, and it worked. That was the magic of teaching, and the magic of what I was able to create in the classroom was being outside of the box. But sometimes the world doesn't support outside of the box. And, you know, once I'd done things that were outside of the box and I felt like I had to fit in the box, that is when I truly lost my passion for teaching, because I was not coming from a place that was authentically me. Now, when you're focusing primarily on outcomes and curriculum without much emphasis on value, honesty, and finding true self-worth, then you're just teaching. You're not connecting, and you're not being, you know, that teacher in which, you know, students really connect with. Now, the last 2 days I have made me realize and remember all of these reasons that I began my business. You know, I didn't fit in when I was teaching because I wanted to do things outside of the box. I wanted to challenge myself and I wanted to challenge my students. So I didn't fit in because I wanted to do the different. I wanted to do the different thing. But I created my business because, you know, for kids, they're surrounded by needing to fit in and needing success and to feel success. But it's okay not to fit in because, you know, this is where I've never actually truly belonged, fitting in with others. As a tutor, I belong and I believe in the holistic child. I can't tutor or teach or reteach students if they don't feel heard and if they don't feel validated or accepted. And I can't tutor and improve on skills if a child simply does not believe in who they are and what they are capable of. And I can't make the change I want to if I don't take on board the whole child. What habits do they have? What do they do in their spare time? And what do they listen to? Who are they really? And how can I support that? That is the space in which we learn our greatest from. And honestly, the students that have made the biggest leaps and bounds around me and with me all started feeling from a place where they were out of place, feeling like they couldn't do things with, you know, just feeling down on themselves in general. Confidence is the biggest thing that we give our kids with our tutoring center. But, you know, with a little faith and guidance, I've seen magnificent things happen from all of my students. We don't need to fit in. You know, we shouldn't be forcing our children to fit in or even ourselves to fit in. We don't need to belong to truly belong. We don't need to have passion and truly, you know, we do need to have passion. We need to truly belong and believe in that, the fact that we're worthy of the unthinkable dreams that light our hearts and our souls on fire. And we definitely need more stars who aren't trying to fit into that round circle, but they're trying to think outside of the box and be who they truly are in every sense of the word. So that brings me to the end of the podcast. Like I said, it was slightly different, a little outside of the box. But I've come to, you know, understand a lot in the last few days that it is better for me to fit outside of the box and to be myself and truly and authentically myself than to keep trying to fit into those round holes when I'm a shiny and sparkly star. I hope you guys have a really good week.